This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Buck, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. You can always leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that used to be Twitter right before we went to the break, talking about an article in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about how more Gen Zers and millennials are getting involved in what they call grandma core, which are just essentially old skills like knitting and crocheting and
canning
and making your own candles and things like that, which was a big thing in the 70s.
Yeah.
I made candles in the 70s. Everybody made candles in the 70s. But we had a couple comments on the live stream I wanted to share with you before we move on. Tony, I got my wife a crocheting kit. She's working on it. It's not that easy. My sister started knitting a few years ago. Also, I got my wife a sewing machine. A little too confusing, too many features. I should have gotten her a basic one. Really good point, Tony.
Yeah.
Sewing machines can be so complicated now because they can do so much.
Yes.
Which is great. But if you're just a beginner, I can see where that would be completely overwhelming.
Yes. Yeah, that's something that I would not. I'd be like, no, thank you.
Cassandra says there's too many creepy guys at clubs now, so that's why people are staying home. I haven't been out there for a long time, Cassandra. I don't doubt that you're right. And Karen, also on the live stream, I am a grandma. I go into schools and teach kids how to cook like a grandma. We have fun. Good for you. That's awesome.
Nice.
Yeah, very nice. 11:53, Calvin, what does that mean? It's time for
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
If you ever have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at Jane Says at civicmedia.us, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. Out of the Daily Beast, headline reads from Yasmin Hamada, Italian soccer club fires falconer for posting pics of his X-rated implant.
Ew.
Italian soccer club Lazio has fired their falconer who handles their mascot, an eagle named Olympia, after Juan Bernabe, the falconer, posted footage online showing off his new prosthetic penis. Juan posted photos to his private social media accounts showing the results of his penile implant surgery. The Associated Press reports it was for non-medical reasons. So apparently it was just aesthetics. The club says it realizes and shares the pain that fans will feel at the loss of the eagle in the next home games, but we believe it's not possible to be associated with a person who, by his own initiatives, has made the continuation of our relationship unacceptable. The spokesman for the soccer club says it's impossible to have their historical symbol of the eagle associated with Juan Bernabe and his schmeckle.
Juan Bernabe's Bernabe.
Meanwhile, the falconer said he has no regrets and he feels very proud he was part of the soccer club. He was previously suspended by this team in 2021 after doing a fascist salute while chanting Benito Mussolini's name.
Okay, well, we've took a hard right turn there.
I'm just reading the article. I admire him so much, he said of Mussolini. That wasn't enough in 2021, but apparently the penile implant, that was a bridge too far.
They were just looking for a reason to fire this guy. I mean, that is craziness to me. Like, first of all, I don't know. I don't want to make assumptions or cast stereotypes, but I feel like Italy and places like France would be like, live your life, be who you are. You're a falconer. Of course you got an implant. You do what you want to do. You know what I mean? Like, for them to fire him over this and not the fascist salute.
Yeah.
the priorities are a little off there. That's what made it untenable.
It's a schmeckle too far.
What do you want from me?
So he's apparently going to be looking for a new job.
So if anyone's in the market for a falconer who can A, handle eagles, and B, really, you know, self-care is all about self-care.
There's an opening for you.
There is definitely an
opening. There is a home for you. Take advantage of it. That wraps up today's edition of...
This shouldn't be a thing.
You never know what it's going to be.
Never.
You just don't know. Coming up on the show tomorrow, it is Thursday. That means Brittany Merlot will be here for a little weather and wine. We're going to have a couple really nice April days, and then we're going back into the freezer.
Yeah.
And J.R. Radcliffe will be here from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel to talk all things sports, so I hope you can join us for that.
And Friday will be a pre-recorded / best of... in-service day, if you will.
An in-service day. It's our annual meeting where they beat us with sticks. So we will be tied up just for Friday. We'll have, again, a special show for you coming up this Friday. Stay tuned for news, which is coming up next. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you guys, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and for texting and for listening. You make it so much fun. It means the world.
Yeah.
I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Keep it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We will see you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.